Okay, we got, after looking at the tape, I feel like, you know, we did some good things offensively, especially early. You know, we had some creases in there for the back, and he made some nice acceleration through some small holes, picked his feet up well, ran with power. I thought we did a good job protecting, got the ball out good. Had a couple explosive plays. We got to do better in the red zone, so we worked on a lot today. Defensively, you know, we're still rushing good. We got to do better in the coverage aspect. We had, you know, I think two or three 20-yard or more plays, so that's going to be a big point of emphasis for us. We're working on some different coverages in that game, so I think we need to continue to get that. It'd be good to get back home, you know, get back to U.S. Bank Stadium in front of our fans a little bit after being on the road for a couple weeks. So, questions?
Like being back to pretty much full strength right now, is that kind of a nice change for you?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys came out for the most part and practiced good. So, you know, it was hot out here, so it was a good steamy day. But, yeah, it's good to get, you know, these guys, you know, Murray got out here a little bit more. Reef did a little more work today. So,
what do you think Murray can give you in the running game?
You know, he's kind of a slasher. Okay, runs with power. You know, we had a play down there in the goal line today that, you know, when he saw the cut that he had to make, he lowered his pads and accelerated into the tackler, which I thought was good. But, you know, things like that. Catches the ball good, protects.
Besides the penalties that you had in the red zone, what else do you think needs to improve to be able to turn those into touchdowns?
Well, we worked on it a lot today. The offense had a good day in the red zone today. You know, everything gets more condensed. Everything happens faster. So, you know, some of it is just being able to throw, get in tight windows. You know, some of the combination routes are going to happen a lot tighter and quicker. So, and if you can run the ball in the red zone, you know, which we kind of got out of that because of the field position, but I mean because of the penalties. But, you know, if you can run the ball in with tighter safeties and things like that, it's always an advantage.
Would you be more likely to maybe play Murray a little more on Sunday because you haven't gotten to see much of him yet?
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I haven't thought about Sunday yet, about play time or anything like that. We're just trying to, we're still trying to, you know, try and get these guys organized with the right people, personnel, things like that. And you know, we still continue to look at, you know, what does Michael Floyd do best? What does Diggs do best? You know, all these different things that, you know, and defensively the same way. You know, I'm still looking at things where guys do best and try and use them in those ways. I thought he had a good day. You know, he moves his feet. He's you know, a little bit of a grinder wrestler kind of guy in there. So, you know, he'll stick with the extra block, you know, and kind of get a guy turned a little bit. And I think on the one, it might have been Berger and him that, you know, on the one that Cook busted through in the middle there. I think it was them that kind of squeezed the seam in there. I think it's the one I'm thinking of.
Does the fact how well two guys play next to each other factor much into your decision about that, or is it going to be a one-guy position-by-position kind of decision?
Well, I think as a group, you always try to figure out, you know, who plays together. But at the end of the day, we got to get the five best guys out there, however we do it. And, you know, I'm not opposed to whoever it is.
Before the third preseason game, so you can see him, or how do you?
Well, we're trying to get it done as fast as possible. But you know, Reef has been out for, you know, he really hadn't done anything much. And then, you know, Boone was out last week, so that's why I'm hopeful that this week we can see how it goes. You know, we might have some different combinations in there this week too, but and then make the decision.
Center, but you know Reef's going to be healthy. He's going to be your guy. I'm talking more about that center, making that decision.
Yeah, well, one of those guys might be a guard. I don't know. You know, I mean, they did pretty good the other night. So, you know, that factors in, too.
Why Mitch Leiter? Why'd you like him?
Well, we knew him, you know, from being over there at the U. And then, you know, he did good at the combine. You know, he did good at the workout when we were there, so. Excuse me?
Joe Berger.
He's playing good. He's playing good. He's doing, you know, I won't say this is because I didn't know him for the previous 15 years, but he's playing well.
What do you see from Mitch as he gets in here and tries to get acclimated to the system?
Well, the big thing, you know, from his college tape is making sure that he's getting the ball to the right people, getting the ball out on time, making accurate throws. I think, you know, that was probably the thing he struggled with the most, being his accuracy. So that's the big thing. Get out here and, you know, get timing with these receivers and be accurate.
How'd Gedeon do in his start?
He did a lot of good things. You know, the things he does, you know, he's a football player. He finds the football, gets off a block. He had a couple that weren't great, and he had a couple misfits. But, you know, and then, you know, the one ball down the middle, that was him. So, but he'll get better in those things. You know, we spent a lot of time with the coverage part of it today with those guys.
Some of the pre-snap penalties as you get in the red zone, I know that was kind of a problem last year, and he saw it, you know,
You know, I'm hoping that it was an enigma because, you know, like today we haven't had them in training camp. You know, I get the report every day from practice and we get, you know, two or three penalties all day. And you know, it's just understanding it. Down there it's going to get a little louder, especially on the road. You know, that stuff.
As a coach, how do you handle it? I mean, obviously you just tell them don't do it.
You complain about it a lot, and you talk to them about it a lot, and, you know, just keep trying to grind it in them that they're hurting the team, you know. And then at some point, you know, the guys that are committing a penalty, you got to get their butt out.
What did you think of the way the young defensive line responded to the bad field position right after the opening kickoff of the second half?
Yeah, it was good. I don't remember all the sequence or things that happened there, but
two sacks, one was identical.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, these young defensive linemen are doing a good job. I thought Jaleel Johnson played well. Bowers had another good day, and Afadi, Big O, as we'll call him. I thought he did some good things too. So those three guys they've kind of stepped up.
What do you think is clicking for Jaleel? Maybe that wasn't earlier.
Well, he's playing a different spot, a spot that he can be more reckless. You know, the other spot was more of a almost a reading kind of technique, and this one he can kind of use his bulldog mentality a little bit more, I think.
Do you think concerning with Taylor not practicing and B-Rob kind of limping off there towards the end?
Excuse me?
Anything concerning with Taylor Heineke not practicing and then with B-Rob kind of limping off there at the end?
No. Good. There's two more. She said it like five.
Two less.